wonder if my mom is still fat. Anyway, where is Cody? I swear he's always late.
Or am I?
What are you doing?
I'm not late. I'm actually early for next week's podcast.
What is this whole demeanor you have right now?
Oh, well, I decided, you know, after I didn't get the primetime multicam sitcom, I thought maybe we'd incorporate some elements from that into this show so I could really show my stuff, show what I got, you know? So. Ooga!
Well, you aren't showing much.
Yes, I am. Man, I really wish I could beam up that suit who said no to me, who rejected me, so I could show him what I got. Especially now with this live studio audience. Maybe I could really show him, you know?
Yes!
Show him I'm more than just a wee little podcaster.
I think that's doable. Candace, can we get the suit that rejected Cody?
Wait, you can...
Yeah.
He's really
good.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
Oh. You again.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't prepped for this. I didn't think you were actually gonna beam this guy up, so I don't really have any like jokes or anything. I don't know what to say.
You said you wanted to show your stuff. Why don't you, I don't know, show him what you got?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, give me something, and I'll show you. I can improv a funny scene. Give me something.
Well, you weren't funny the last time, so... How about... WonkaVision? Yeah. Okay, you're home. You just watch Willy Wonka. You hit the old peace pipe. And now you're getting blasted to a gay cowboy bar in Alabama. Go.
Yeehaw! That was pretty good, was it not? I mean, I tried to incorporate all the elements, and I'm nervous, man. Give me something.
Okay. You're the rope that killed Epstein.
That's good.
It's not good.
That's really good.
It's massively inappropriate. That would never be on a primetime sitcom.
Or would it?
It's not. Stop laughing. It's not. That's not good.
That's definitely good.
That's not good.
That's good.
That's not a good one. Okay, let me try though. I don't know. I'm trying. I don't know what. Stop. These aren't even real. Give me one more.
Okay, you're the jailer that found Epstein.
No, I know.
And you're pissed. Because you had just ordered dinner, and now he's dead in his cell. Go.
Maybe you should walk into it.
Okay, walk into it. Good idea.
Yep.
Okay. Ah, oh, what the fuck is this?
You forgot. You still have dinner waiting.
My lean cuisine's gonna get cold.
Thank you.
So, did I get it? Did you reconsider? I think I did pretty good.
Well, it was a little bit better than the audition you did. I gotta give you that. But just not enough for me to convince the rest of the suits that you're the one.
What's funny? Don't laugh at that.
Well, that's funny.
That's not funny.
That's hilarious.
Nothing about this is funny. This hasn't been funny the whole time.
Oh, it's been hysterical.
It's not. It's stop. Stop laughing like that. What's going on?
Well, man, now that's cringe.
Why is this happening? Why?
Now that is cringe.
Why? That's so loud! Why are you laughing?
That is cringe.
is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Yeah.
Giving up on that dream.
Yeah, I think we tried that already.
Let's just go back to podcasting.
Yeah.
So what's up, dude? How's your week?
Really good.
What'd you do?
Pissed off every teenager. I've pissed off every 19-year-old on the internet.
I could not believe the comments.
The guys bring up a good point. Out of all the jokes we've made on this podcast, all the, opinions we've provided, me saying the new Batman was kind of ass is the one.
Did you say ass, though? Did you even say it?
Like, no, I don't.
Even actually, that extreme? I think you said it was just mid. That's
it. I just said it was mid.
Which is not ass.
No, it's not ass.
No, actually. That's abdomen.
Yeah. Well, and all the people who are like, I had to turn it off. It's like, you didn't even make it to the end where I said you should still go see it.
Yeah. We had literally had people being like, I had to turn the podcast off after I heard your opinion of Batman.
Yeah, that's okay.
Really?
It's all right.
That's fucking insane.
I just think that, it let us know who exactly is really young that listens to this podcast. Cause, I'm a look at you directly. I get
that. Noelle is mad.
No, I'm not. I get that you're upset. I empathize with being frustrated. I know that feeling. But listen, I get it. This was like your first Batman. This is like your first big one. It's like, how could I be so nitpicky about your first Batman? But, you've seen like 7 movies. This is your 7th movie ever. And it's a big ass deal that I was like, yo, this is kind of mid. But I just have to say, we've seen like, in terms of our lives now, like 15 years of superhero movies, you guys like, no, the nuance. And I've seen these nuances. We've all seen these nuances like a million times. That's what made them feel cliche. I got a real nice, nasty one right here. Just now. Noel, as much as I love you and Cody, go have a think again. Your Batman take on the podcast was straight dumb. I've thought about it. I still think the Batman is just... it's kind of mid.
Yeah, I had to think. I went and I had to think about it.
Yeah.
And my opinion is the same. I actually haven't seen it yet, so I don't have an opinion. But I thought that one of the funniest ones that I saw was someone was like so mad that they were like, I can't believe Noel would ever say this about this movie. Like, you're so wrong and all this shit.
Oh, my God.
And then he went into like a reply thread mm-hmm. with another guy. Where it just like devolved into them like talking about how they don't watch anything we do anymore and how like the last comment was like, yeah, and they both fucking, their videos suck now and yeah. They're the ones that are cringe.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, like.
Because I said I didn't like the Batman.
Just from the fact that you didn't say you liked the Batman.
I didn't even say it was bad, like bad. I was just like, it was a little long. Yeah, just the writing was kind of.
What did he say? Man, fuck this guy, and fuck everything he does, and fuck his family, too.
Yeah, yeah. I hope his family burns up in a building fire.
Yeah.
Because he said, you know what?
No, I hope they burn in a building fire, but they don't die right away, and they get third-degree burns.
Yeah.
And then they die after, a week later. I hope this guy's dad swallows a bag of nails,
dude. I wish the Riddler would put one of those vans full of bombs in his family's house and just blow them up.
because he said the Batman just wasn't that good. Fuck you, dude. I said tonally, it looks good and feels like how a comic book should, and there's some redeeming moments, but so like this person is trying to get in my face about me saying like the dialogue between the Batman and Gordon was stupid, and they're like, the Batman was just pointing out everything to Gordon. I'm like, I know, it sounded dumb. Like, it didn't sound clever. Exactly. Like, it sounded stupid.
People pointing things out to other people in movies usually sounds pretty bad.
Yeah. That's like...
They're supposed to be implied, right?
Yeah. You should not need to tell one of the main characters as the main character, this is a rat maze. When visually we can see on the camera, it is a rat maze. We're not listening through a radio in 1930. The Batman should not have to highlight, what is this?
You know what I'm picturing? Is whoever those two kids were that was having that like comment thread.
Yeah.
After that scene where it was like, this is a rat maze. The one kid looked at the other and said, that's a rat maze.
Yeah.
And the other dude was like, oh, word, for sure.
And then they kiss each other on the forehead.
Yeah.
Like, you're so smart.
You're so smart. Yeah. I love this movie so much.
You know what I think was interesting about it too, just a little bit of, you know, commentary, because why not? I realized after the fact that in Nolan's Batman, like with the Joker, he's so present because like he's kind of like, you kind of see him like go through the motions of like setting up all that he does. And I feel like in this one, you didn't really get to see that. Like Riddler is just like, which is like the nature of his character, like that dude's just absent. But I don't know. After seeing him, like, you haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
Yeah.
That's what I'm just thinking right now. It'd be funny, actually, if I ended up watching it, you know, on my smart oven or whatever.
And then you came
and just
back
falling in love. Yeah.
Hissed at me.
Yeah. I came back next week in Riddler makeup.
Yeah.
I don't know what he wears, but.
Definitely not makeup.
He doesn't wear makeup.
He wears like a little gimp mask.
A Riddler suit? Doesn't he wear a suit?
Yeah, not in this one.
What's a gimp mask?
When you see it.
Okay.
Like when they first showed that shit, I'm like, is he tied up right now?
Okay.
You'll
like
get
a
it.
Freak? Like,
yeah, like a horny
like
little.
A swingers mask, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought he was getting spanked as he was giving this whole monologue. Batman, I'm coming for you.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where he gets his little laugh.
Yeah.
Batman,
that's gonna
I have something for you.
That's gonna be that's gonna be me laughing. Oh, that. Yo, I see what you're saying right now. That was the mask that the chick was wearing that got lowered into the floor. Yeah, yeah.
In the last steamy tweets? Yeah. Yeah. Also, his Zodiac question mark? Like, come on, man.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna watch a movie and then laugh at all your jokes next week like that.
Yeah. I don't even, like, we don't even have to read any of the comments. I know we pulled some, but it's, like, it's fine. I just think that's the funniest part, is I know whoever's mad is really young, because, like, what you said right there is everyone past 24. Have you seen the new Batman yet? Nah, I've been working.
Mm.
I thought it was kind of mid. That's cool. Yeah, so my mom is like a growth in her calf, so I just been thinking about maybe I could work from home for the rest of the year. You're like.
Okay, but how about this, though? Think back to when you first saw The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I thought it was the greatest movie on
That's
Earth.
What I'm saying. If somebody back then told you right after you saw it that it was mid.
That is actually like directly.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. We should blow up your whole family's house.
Family should probably kill themselves.
Yeah, we should kill your whole family because you said that right now.
Yeah.
No, I distinctly remember loving it. And then, like, I think it was like my friend's older brothers or something. It was like his older brother and his friends were like, yeah, it was just whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, it wasn't that good. They're like, I don't really like Nolan. I was like,
I'm sorry. Does not compute.
Yeah, then I pulled like the Joker card on the string out of my own jacket. I was like, what did you just say, dude? I said, I don't like Nolan.
You want to know how I got these scars?
Yeah. God damn, I don't even have a funny fucking... I cut open my mouth so I could suck Nolan's gigantic penis.
So I could suck his dick and balls at the same time.
The best director on earth deserves pleasure.
And then, yeah, and then his older brothers and his friends are like, dude, we just said the movie's mid. Like,
I sucked his whole cock and balls.
What is wrong with your
brother's friend?
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with this kid, dude?
I sucked his
whole... The movie's not mid.
Yeah. It's all about the mid with you guys. Yeah. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I put his whole cock and balls in my mouth after I saw the film. So let me tell you what happens next. You watch the movie and you like it, or I blow this whole place up.
Wait, and then fucking...
Now that is cringe.
Oh my God. Oh, fuck.
I can't believe someone just, like, I said the Batman was mid and they drove their Ford F-150 into a tree. Like, that's how fucking upset some people were. It's okay, guys.
We ruined their Wednesdays.
Oh, man. Yeah. They heard that shit and they're like, well, Saturdays are definitely not back, dude. I'm going to be throwing up all day now. Giving myself diarrhea, dude. I'm so upset. It's okay. It's all right, everybody.
I spent all week punching myself in the face after listening to this episode. What?
What?
Yeah. What? You didn't have to do that.
It's just so fucking stupid.
So stupid.
Stupid.
I couldn't think of doing anything else.
I laid my head on the train
Batman's
tracks.
Not mid.
Mom's calling into our podcast.
Hi, my son has been punching his own balls for 7 days straight. Please redact what the statement you made.
Retract, excuse me.
Really creepy Joker impression at family dinner.
All punching his balls. Please retract what you said. My son won't stop punching his nuts.
It's all right, man. I had some filmmakers DM me like, fuck you, dude. Okay. Like, it's fine. Like, I'm sure you don't love every movie you've seen, dude. I don't know. It's I think it's funny when, like, you know, the Riddler gets fucked in his ass during the movie. That's the best part.
Does he?
That's what they cut from the film, actually. Yeah. I saw the unedited version.
Yeah.
There's just a scene where he's in the mask. And he's just, oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What is this outfit? Like, why does he wear this? I thought he wore, like, a green thing with, like, question marks on it.
No. It's like that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a very tonally accurate, like, thing.
What do you mean?
Or not tonally, but it's like, I think it's as true to life as a Batman could get without being corny.
Oh, okay. It's like a villain in real life would dress. As.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely realistic. Like, when Batman drives down the street in a 12,000 horsepower custom muscle car,
with a turbine engine on it that goes
echoing around the entire city.
Yeah, and mind you, Gotham is riddled with crime, so you know there's tons of abandoned buildings, and you know when Batman comes down the street in that, they have no idea where he is at all times.
Yeah. Realistic.
Yeah. Now I just have to do my TikTok sketch.
What?
I was gonna do one where there's like a computer under like a spotlight, and I just wanted to be me, like with glasses, and then I step out from the dark with the fucking Batman face, and I'm like, "What is this?" Gordon's like, "It's a computer." He's like, "What's on it?" Or no, it should be the inverse, but basically, I wanted to be like Batman's like, "This is gay porn." Gordon's like, "What's gay porn?" It's when two people of the same gender fuck each other. He's like, "Oh." Batman's like, "I'm hard," and then that's just the end. Just looks the camera, "I'm hard." Yeah, it just makes no sense.
You should do that, dude.
Yeah, well, I think I just did it, so it's fine.
Yeah, I think you just did it too.
Anyways, what are these 1989 Batman reactions? I gotta see these.
Yeah, what is this?
Worst movie ever.
The Batman isn't the first movie to divide audiences. 1992's Batman Returns was a powder keg, especially for teen critics.
This is everyone who fucking got mad at us. All right, let it rip.
Play.
So, Danny, what did you think of the movie?
It was very violent. It was a total attack against kids, the whole movie. Everything that kids love.
Oh my God, dude.
Kids reading a script for sure, right?
And Bill O'Reilly's kid?
Yeah, seriously.
All right, these are your talking points. Make sure you hit these when you're on camera.
It was being used against them.
Like what?
Clowns. Even the Penguin had a ducky boat. And
things that kids could identify with.
And it's un-American.
Yeah. That's the 80s right there.
Yeah.
It's Satanist, cultist.
All that type of stuff for using to hurt kids and capture kids. Penguin's total goal was to hurt kids.
You think it was scary then?
Definitely for kids.
Yeah, for you?
I was actually a little bit scared.
He's like, "No, I'm a fucking man."
Yeah. He's like, "No, I'm not a bitch. Come on.
Scared of a movie like this before.
Yeah.
I came out of Terminator 2. Fine. It's just not for younger kids. Penguin always had goop coming out of his mouth.
Goop coming out of his mouth.
Yeah. Shit's scary as hell, dude.
This kid walks, he's like, "What's up with all that goop?"
I didn't realize this movie was going to have fucking goop in it. Go back.
All right. I don't think...
Never mind.
Catwoman took her claws and played tic-tac-toe on a man's face.
How many times have you seen it?
I saw it twice.
Came out.
He saw it twice just to make sure he didn't like that shit.
Get a real good view of it.
This is not a sketch?
No. That's
this real?
I think so. If anything, right. Everyone's going to say, "I'm that kid."
Yeah.
It's a total attack on kids.
Yeah.
I like how they put a shot of like two young Jewish boys just to be like, "Yeah, it's diverse in here."
Yeah. Go to that. What the fuck is that kid wearing in the turtleneck?
Coked Penguin up. Always had goop coming
up.
Out of his
100%.
Mouth.
He's in a fucking turtleneck and a blazer. He's coked up. Look at him. He should go.
Fucking
Penguin.
Run it back. Yeah. You look at the camera like, y'all saw that?
Yeah.
Go back three seconds. Those little
younger kids. Penguin.
It's like,
fuck, they know what I was doing in the bathroom.
Shit, y'all are on me? Shit.
I'm not doing shit. I feel great. I didn't fucking didn't think the movie scared out at all. I watched it six times last night.
It's dude, why is he dressed like a club promoter, This dude runs like three clubs in Miami. Like, what the fuck? Actually, I don't know if he dressed like that in Miami, if it ever gets cold, but
Shit. You imagine they just cut to him and he's just a full-on key?
Yeah, yeah. Nothing. Puts it down real fast.
Yeah. Is that legal? Like, can you, like, cast kids and, like, depict them as doing drugs? Can you put that in?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I don't know why I thought about that.
You don't remember that scene from Rugrats?
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, where they all try when they all try perks for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. Little Rascals, that's the one I was thinking of. Alfalfa.
Yeah.
You didn't see that scene? Catches it. Otay.
Oh God. Otay. And loops a fucking whoop.
Otay. What was that?
It's ecstasy. They know they all like licked stamps and that whole like race at the end. They just imagined all that and never actually happened.
Yeah, yeah.
The shit with the race cars just wasn't real. Yeah. Yo, man. Sorry, I was just like zoned out. I got a little faded last night, and man, I haven't had like this feeling in a while. I get so stoned, I wake up the next day and I have negative IQ.
Okay.
Like, I'm just like, I'm fucking comatose.
Yeah,
dude.
Right.
I can't even speak.
This morning?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, no.
You last night?
I thought you just asked me if I smoked this morning. I'm so stupid.
No, I'm saying this morning you woke up with
Yeah.
What'd you do last night?
It's just a shitload of edibles.
But, and then did what? Just sat there?
Oh, and I just watched.
Severance?
No, I watched I cruised through Love is Blind. Have you done that yet?
No.
No, so let me tell
I fucking refuse.
No, I know. But
I refuse.
But let me tell you the way to watch it.
What?
Okay. I watched only the first episode in its entirety. And then I just went to episode 2 and then just looked at the little picture as I was scrolling on my TV.
Yeah.
I just like fast forwarded the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, they got pissed at each other. All right, they stay together. Then I went to the last episode. I'm like, who actually got married? And then I went straight to the reunion. The reunion is so funny because the one guy who like went viral for like.
Yeah, wait, is his name Shake?
Shake, yeah.
Yeah. I heard about this whole thing. Someone was describing it to me. And sorry to interrupt, but they were talking to me about, they were describing the whole situation with Shake and what was the woman's name?
Deep T.
And I was like, this is fucking absurd. I do want to watch this show now, and it does seem like it's good TV, but it's just not trash beyond trash.
It's not good TV.
You don't think it's good? Like, I mean, just that situation itself made me like, I want to go just see that situation. Like, just the fact that they have to get married without ever seeing each other, that is so fucking fucked up.
Yeah. Well, to me, it was just, they're just on Discord.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
it's just like a Discord server.
Yeah.
Two people, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Oh my I guess God. That probably happens nowadays.
Yeah, I like your voice. I like your voice, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Single voice changer.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Dude. I was, like, crying about, like, thinking, thinking about, like, a dude who's, like, 5'3", like, a big-ass voice.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how are you? They're like, oh, my God, hi. What's your name? I'm Scott. And they're really about it. And they meet his ass in person. He's like, hey, what's up? Looking up at her. She's just,
hi, nice to meet you.
She's like, oh.
I didn't realize you were so fucking short.
Yeah. Gets dumped instantly, yeah, dude.
Yeah. No, but someone was telling me, maybe it was Matt. He was like, Shake was definitely up all night doing coke before his wedding.
Yeah.
Because he was standing up there like all twitchy and nervous and like sniffing. And
that guy is.
And she was like pissing him, right? Like he went out for a bachelor party in like in Vegas or something?
I think I cruised through that part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tough to really know when you're watching just via the thumbnail.
Yeah,
I watched
it how you watch stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Just on a little tiny ass screen.
Yeah. But yeah, it was so funny. The guy was definitely tweaking out his wedding day.
Yeah, you're talking about Shane.
Gotcha, okay.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I saw his marriage. Yeah, he looked.
That's the kid grown up, the turtleneck kid grown up on the right.
Oh, dude, he was up on that like altar like licking his
yeah,
just
that's
everything.
What I'm talking
about. Yeah, okay, yeah.
So Matt
yeah.
told me it was Shake, but I guess
guy. I thought you were going to say Shake looked coked out on his first day on the show. And on his first day on the show, it definitely to me seemed like Shake was just kind of like, "Hey." Like just like trying to, you know.
Yeah.
I'm fucked up, you're fucked up, let's just try to get through this because I did not sleep last night. Right. Like, that's how I thought he kind of came at it. What's so funny about him was he was pissing everyone off during the reunion. He had the best line. He's like, guys, I'm just going to say one thing and then I'll shut up. Everyone's like, oh my God, be quiet. And he's like, just everyone would like it if I shut up, right? Okay, let me just make this one statement. I'm just having a hard time taking this whole thing seriously. And then he's like, it's kind of crazy to like he's calling out the premise of the show. It's kind of crazy, like, da, 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 you know, meet someone, blah, 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 and then get married. They're like, that's the point of the show. He's like, I know, but and that doesn't mean I have to do it.
The producers are in the background like, shh, yeah, shut the fuck up, shut him up. Obviously, he's fucking stupid. Obviously, it's fucking stupid. And wait, you're saying the other contestants were saying like not on his side about that?
No, all of them.
Dude, like how...
Yeah, all of them were
why?
Like, yeah.
Furious at him?
Yes. They're so pissed at him.
Even the hosts of the show are mad at him. It's crazy.
Yeah. They just hate him because he just refuses to, like, you know,
play into it.
Yeah, comply with the world.
Yeah. But it's also like, dude, you went on the fucking show. You knew what it was going to be, That's don't they?
Yeah.
They know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So it's your, you can't sit there and be like, this is actually dumb.
I think that's why people there are like, shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah, you're did here. It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I just still can't get over how when he first sees Deep D and how he just fucking just two hands her ass. Crazy, God. Man.
Jesus Christ.
He was like venom. Like he just walked right up to her and his whole tongue just went in her neck, into her stomach. He just like held her mouth open and just
and she wasn't into it, right?
She was like,
she wasn't into, like, the relationship. Like, she ended up walking away.
Yeah. But, like, in that moment, she was...
I'm not fucking watching it.
Until she rewatched the show.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. I think she, like, found out, I don't know, that he said some shit. Because I think Shake was, like, in the hot tub. He was like, she looks like one of my aunts, man. I can't do it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because he's attracted to his aunt.
Again, like, another ridiculous thing to say when you know the people are going to watch the show afterwards.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't watch the fucking show afterwards to see what other people said about you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, whatever. That old boy next to him on the left, that guy freaked me the fuck out.
Why? What?
Man, on his intro with his girl, that dude looked like he was going to like put her in a cage or something. Okay. Like he like walked out and he's like, "Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh,
I'm gonna wear her skin."
Yeah, literally, he's like, "You're so hot." He just like kept like hugging and staring and hugging and staring. And I'm like, "Ayo, act like you've been somewhere."
Yeah.
He just,
"You're the first girl I've ever smelled so close."
I know, like I was waiting for him to do the Charlie's Angels shit where he just like.
Yeah.
Like, tore her hair out and just fucking, the little screech. Yeah, that guy. He also had a lot of these like really powerful moments of conviction, where the girl's like, "I'm not too sure," and he's like, "But honey, we have to try it." And he's like on one knee in front of the frosted glass where he can't see her, okay. just like "I know it's you for me behind there. Trust me." He gave her grandma's ring.
Okay.
Or he gave her his grandma's ring as like.
Through the glass?
They like, the producers stage it in there.
Okay.
What's really funny is because she walked and she saw it and she's like, "No, fuck."
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, "Oh, no. But then she ended up saying yes.
Does anyone just go in there and just lie about everything?
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see one contestant.
It'd be so funny if you walked in there. It's like, "Yeah, I'm 6'6". I'm a billionaire. I actually have a wife right now, currently. She's awesome. I don't know why I'm on this show. What else?
I have a wife, but she told me to come on just so I could, I don't know, try it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe there's something here for me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Then they'll be like, "You're kidding, right?" I don't know. Am I?
Am I?
Nah, you're right. I'm joking. I'm 5'4". I've never worked before.
I ride a unicycle around town.
I think women are like, it's really hard getting a read on this guy.
Yeah.
I ride a unicycle around town. I'm a clown, not professionally, just amateur clown.
Dude,
I have two dicks. But I chopped one off.
Yeah. Though they say like you're not supposed to make it about appearance, so you're not supposed to discuss appearance.
Okay.
But I was thinking how funny it would be if you just reduced your height. Mm-hmm. Like every person you talk to. Yeah, I'm 6 feet tall, yeah. Yeah, I'm 5'11".
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 5'10". Yeah. Yeah, I'm 5'9". Yeah. Just scale it and see who ends up sticking around. Yeah, I'm 4'11".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just make it super confusing. Like just be like, yeah, I'm like a super introverted, like A-type personality. I love to go out, but, you know, I really hate being around people.
Like, huh?
And I love to do really short hikes.
Right.
Right.
Short meaning like as short as possible, but as high as possible.
Okay. I guess I could be down for that.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Or... It's just like, fucking...
Like climbing? No.
No.
No, we will be on rollerblades. Yeah. Oh.
I'm also thinking, like, every person, you just make up what your job is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually the producer for the Joe Rogan Show.
Yeah, Jamie, right here. I don't know if you recognize the voice, but...
That's me.
Let me do it for you. Yeah, let me look that up for you.
Does that sound familiar?
Sound familiar?
Let me do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me look that up for you. You got it, right? Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm gay, though.
What a crazy thing to say at the end of the season. Like, yeah, I don't know if this is for me, so I'm just going to tell her I'm gay. Hey, I know we've been getting along. It's just been good, but I like men.
Yeah.
What? Yep. That's me.
Yeah.
The penis guy. Yeah, sorry, it's not going to work. The best was when they people found out that they were the second option.
Okay.
People really upset about that.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, if he said this, then you would have gone for that. It's like, yeah, but he didn't, so that's why I went for you.
Yeah.
People are like, what the fuck? I thought...
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of entertainment... I went to the Justin Bieber show.
Yeah, yeah.
How was it on Tuesday? I mean, as a performance, it was incredible.
You're like front row, like spit in my mouth, daddy.
Yeah, sweat on me. Let me be the one last lonely girl. Come on.
Grown ass man.
Dude, it was so funny. It was like, who was telling me? I think it was Matt was telling me, like, in one of the Justin Bieber, like, documentaries or whatever, it was some girl that was like, they interviewed her and she had like gone to get her braces off or something just in case Justin Bieber were to pull her up on stage, and she ended up being in the very last row of the stadium. It's horrible.
Wow.
And they're like, so what'd you do for Justin? How excited were you for the show? And she's like, yeah, I just, you know, years of having braces and just got them removed for him.
Oh God, dude.
So the show was really good. Like, performance-wise, he's fucking incredible. Like, his voice is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best live voices I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And he, like, sings without a backing track the whole time.
Wow.
And still does this kind of, like, choreography sometimes or whatever. But, like, the funniest part is that he's still kind of stuck in his, like, fuckboy pop star persona where he has to stop the performance in the middle and give a long monologue about how the world is super divided. It honestly sounded like Knock It Off. I'm serious. It's like we're in this period of literal war in Europe, and he's like, just like, I wish everyone would get along, you know?
Oh, no.
And everyone in the stadium, fucking, yeah, let's fucking go! So funny. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's like, and also, racism is like pretty whack.
He said that.
No, he didn't say that. But like, that's honestly, the speech kind of sounded like that. Like, just was kind of didn't really say anything really
yeah.
introspective.
Yeah.
He was just kind of like, yeah, bad things suck. And war is bad. And we should take the time to like look at each other.
Yeah.
And like dap each other up.
Yeah.
Ow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, I'm just
picturing. So it was a little because then he'd go back to fucking killing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yo. Fucking just.
Yo.
We should not grant Ukraine a no-fly zone because that would be like World War III. We should just chill instead. And that's what inspired this next song. Where are you now that I need you?
Boop-a-da. He stops the show in the middle of What Do You Mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I got to say something real quick. I think if Putin and Zelensky just like smoked a spliff together.
God. Oh, God. I'm your front row. Justin, don't do it. Just shut the fuck
Stop,
up, man.
Bro.
Just,
keep the song going.
Just move on.
Yeah.
Just sing, bitch. That's what you want to do.
No.
Just sing. Cut all that other shit out.
He said that, too, in the middle of the speech. He was like, now I know y'all hear from my voice or whatever.
Yes, we are. Don't do this. We have Twitter, man. We don't need this from you. Just stop. No more.
I know y'all are here to hear me sing, but like, I got to take this bashful second and just make a statement. No!
Just someone shooting themselves
yeah.
in the audience. Oh my God.
Nah, but Justin, if you're watching this, unblock me, dog.
Yeah. I went to your show.
He still has me blocked.
How did it
feel?
How
big of a cuck move is that?
Yeah. You
on my part.
You paid money to see a guy who has you blocked.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
What? I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. That's what I'm saying. Objectively, I'm a fan of his. I love his shit. Yeah. I love his music. It was like a fucking 90 minutes straight of great music.
Yeah.
With just 2 minutes of like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to throw it in there. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people should stop crime. Real talk.
This next one's called...
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Now, I know there's a war going on right there. But Russia, I feel like there's just one word that you can learn how to use. Is it too late now to say sorry? Out of your body. Putin, hear me out, man.
Putin in.
What?
Oh, my God. Putin, hear me out, dog.
He just has all these, like, crazy-ass graphics just, like, showing.
Yeah.
It's just, like, him and Putin, like, walking through a fucking, I don't know, some fucking clouds and just horribly tone-deaf. Is it? We have to open the bonus with that.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God, dude. Fucking hell. I'm glad you went, man.
Same.
You brought that to us today.
Yeah.
Were you watching that speech like, I can't wait for fucking Tuesday. Yeah. Oh my God. I love that feeling when you see some crazy ass shit. You're like, yeah, Tuesday's going to be an episode. Yeah. Thank you, bro. You know what's crazier? You're like one of 9 people that left that arena that was like, that was fucking weird. Everyone else left that bitch like, oh my God, that speech he gave was so powerful.
That's honestly what we as a nation need to hear, you know?
He just has such good messaging.
Yeah. We are divided, and I didn't fully realize it until I went to the show tonight.
Then some like ugly guy in the car says like, yeah, I totally agree. Like, shut the fuck up, Zach. Sorry, Zach. Our producer's like, the fuck? The fuck did I do? The fuck did I do? I went to Vegas again.
Yeah, why?
Alina's family was like all meeting up out there. It was like planned.
Did you
like,
drive again?
I drove again.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but like it was way better than sitting on an airplane.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's like a 20-minute flight.
Nah, just that whole process of like getting there, going through security, waiting, getting on the plane, the up and then the down, and then getting a cab. It's just
yeah.
I just wanted to sit in one place.
I know. Yeah, I fly private though, so.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's what I just thought we were talking about, because I...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. Kidding, I don't.
I'm stuck on the wheels.
Yeah.
You know, like a plebeian.
Yeah, no, I know, I did that. I went to Mexico, and it was like, just the customs line was just like 4,000 people.
Yeah.
They time every flight to land at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, by the time I got door to door, it was like 10 hours or something absurd because I was delayed for a couple hours. So I get you. I know where you're coming from.
Yeah. What I liked in the car is like, I'm just like, I just kind of sit forward and then I just have one hand on the wheel. And I just get to do this for 5 hours.
And what do you listen to? Podcasts?
Music or some of it is I'm straight psycho. I just in silence.
That's the most dad shit of all time. It really is. Your dad ever do that?
What?
Just turn the music off and you're in the backseat like, no, we can't go silent. No, the whole time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's what Dad, can you play some music? Just shut the fuck up.
I've heard it all.
Yeah.
It's mid.
It's mid.
It's mid. I've heard every song ever. It's mid.
No, but I started doing that recently.
Yeah.
I drive silent, in silence. And it just reminds me of like my dad doing that. We listen to music a lot, but then sometimes you just turn it off. And as a kid, you're like, no, I can't go with no stimulation.
Yeah.
For even 20 minutes.
Yeah. He's like, you're going to learn.
Yeah.
You will learn today.
Yeah. And he's like, let's play the silent game. And I'm like, oh, tight.
You're just looking out the window, getting car sick on purpose?
Yeah, yeah.
Just so you can feel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, our SUV, it's got a decent like lane assist, and then with the cruise control, it can like scan a car in front of you. That's a fun game to play.
Yeah.
Will the cruise control slow down from 100 miles an hour?
Yep. Mine does the same thing.
You're just like
every time, and then it brakes way too hard.
Yeah.
Mine does at least. Does yours do that?
Yeah. And mine accelerates way too fast.
Oh God! And Kelsey thinks I do it, and I'm like, it's not me, it's the car.
Mine,
why are you letting the car drive?
As soon as you get out of a lane and sees no car there, on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrifying, man. The best part is like the lane assist is not good otherwise. It almost killed me like 4 or 5 times. Mm. Like I'm trying to like change lanes and it's trying to push me back. I'm like, why is my car telling me no?
Yeah, yeah. You can turn that off though.
No, and I finally figured it out, but... Yeah, so anyway, I might move to Vegas by the sheer amount of material. Not even material, it's just...
What happened this time?
You just see people and you're like, damn, this is like your... This is your loop. Like, this is what you do every day. This shit is crazy. Well, I think here's what was really fun was we go hang out with their family and then we do that all day and then we go check into our hotel like pretty late. And then get to the room... We have Ollie, and he's kind of gone through it. He's been pet by like 100 people, kissed on the head by a bunch of strangers.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wants to sit down with his parents.
Yeah, definitely has COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wants to sit with us and relax, but I'm like, nah, man, come on. I gotta play my slot.
Okay.
It's like Cal's slot. I forget the...
Okay.
I'm like, I gotta go play.
Farmville?
Basically.
Yeah, nice.
It's cooler than Farmville. It's alien themed. So Alina's like, aren't you tired? I'm like, I am, but we're here. She's like, we're not really though. I'm like, no, we're literally here. We're in Vegas and the machine is downstairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, fine. So we go and we
get in the elevator, and we're thinking, you know, we'll just be able to pop out, pop back in. And we land at the bottom, the doors open, and it's a bunch of 311 fans. And a 311 concert was playing right across the way. And
311 again?
Amber is the color of your energy.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
It was just, it just like opened. It was like a SpongeBob scene. Just people of like varying heights and sizes with like big ass eyes. 311 merch.
Oh, no way.
Their merch is really distinctive, like apart from their logo, but a lot of their merch is just parodies of other shit.
Okay.
So it's like a Patriots jersey, but it has like 311 on the back.
Okay.
And or like a Steelers jersey and a 7-Eleven fucking parody piece. And then we get out and the line is fucking massive for the elevators. And Lena's like, oh no. I'm like, yeah, we have to play the cows now.
And you had Ollie with you?
We left him in the room.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I put a cigarette in his mouth. Yeah, I was like, just sit here while daddy gets paid. Yeah, I smoke a cigarette and then I blow some in his face. No. That smells good, doesn't it? That's you a buzzing? Virginia. That's a Virginia Slim, man. You buzzing? You buzzing?
That's a Marlboro Red right there.
Yeah, that's what we call reds, bud.
That's the hardest cigarette money could buy.
I did this for your fourth birthday. So we're playing the cows, and I'm playing, and the machine kind of feels like, you know, it's taking my money. I'm like, fuck you. Don't do this to me. And the lady next to me, she hits like a jackpot.
Nice.
And she's like, you can tell she's been sitting there a long time because she's trying to, you know, she keeps looking over at me, thinking I'm going to do like some slot machine camaraderie and be like, hey, but I was too fucking tired. I was just there to play my game.
Yeah, right.
So she keeps kind of, and
it's
just
like ding, 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 ding. Well, it wants your attention.
It hasn't even started yet. It's like gearing up for it. Because you get like this special cow. It's a whole thing.
Okay. Oh, so she's playing the same one as you.
Yeah. Okay. We're on like a row of four.
Okay. Wait, explain how that works. The jackpot. You get a special cow. And just try to explain it. See.
So the cow is called the moolah bonus cow.
Okay.
Actually, No. It's like a unicorn cow. That's what it is.
A unicorn cow.
Yeah. Because it's got like all these colors and it's got like eight eyes. And
okay.
And when you land it, it like enlarges on the screen, right, and this crazy ass music starts playing, letting you know it's time. And then after that happens, it starts zapping. Like there's this little UFO driven by a cow on the left side of the screen. It starts zapping these little boxes.
Naturally, yeah.
To let you know how many free plays you're about to get.
Yeah.
So it sends you all the way up to 400, right, and you're like, oh, it's fucking time. Yeah. And then it just starts going.
Okay.
And you just watch the money just come in.
Yeah.
And you just.
Well, I think about that all the time, like how like ridiculous the shit that you learn when you're playing a slot. And if someone were to just like walk up and be like, how is this played? You'd be like, oh, well, like these are all the obvious rules. And you're like, the person's like, what are you talking about? Like the Willy Wonka one, you know? Like once you hit Augustus Gloop, there's like this crazy fucking bonus thing. And you're like, yeah, but Augustus is the worst one. Everyone knows that. Yeah. Why is he the worst one? Because he's the worst one.
He just doesn't give that many bonuses. You know, like the reels, he doesn't really help you out. It's he's an asshole.
Yeah,
the cows game makes a lot of sense. Well, if you line up three milk cartons, like if you get one here, and then if there's a barn door and a old pickup truck, then it'll go.
And what is that little guy right there? Well, he's a cow unicorn alien. I'm sorry. Like,
just gonna let you keep going. That's the moolah bonus. Emphasis on moo, like cow, moolah.
Did you wake up fucking stupid today or something? Yeah. What's going on?
Listen, man, I don't know if this is for you. I don't know. Go play poker or some shit.
Yeah.
It's a little bit easier
to understand.
Yeah. You need shapes and colors and shit. Get out of here, bro. You want a card game, you fucking fourth grader?
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny, like the fisherman, the Larry one that we play.
Yeah.
It only provides bonuses on certain shape. Like it's hard to explain, but it's like if you get three rows of shells or whatever, mm-hmm. it won't hit. But then if you get three rows of boats, it will hit. So we've like come up with all these phrases like, oh, that's a boat bonus. That's a but the Got machine's it. Not telling us that. We're just learning.
Yeah, you're just saying it.
And just, yeah. And if yeah. someone comes over, they're like, why didn't that just hit? And you're like, because it's not a fucking boat bonus. It's a shell bonus, which is not a bonus. It doesn't hit. Jesus, can you get out of here?
Let someone else play the machine that actually respects it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's like the psycho shit I'll be saying. Like, when we got down there was someone on my machine. And I was like looking at her balance. She had like $9 in there. And I'm like a fiend. I just lean over to Elena. I'm like, she's got fucking $9. Just leave. Just get out. Just cash out. You're not even playing for real if you're not putting 40 in there. Get the fuck out of here.
It's everyone knows it's max bet every fucking time. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
You should be ethered right now.
Exactly.
I'm like, get out. Yeah, so then she's hitting her bonus. She's like taking pictures, landscape of her bonus. And,
nice.
You know. And then I start hitting, and then mine starts hitting. I'm like, ooh.
Warming up.
Yeah, it was just
warming
yeah.
Warming up.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just warming up, baby.
And I shove my whole arm in that cow's ass.
Yeah.
No, it started to heat up, and then we made some dollars, and then Alina's like, we should go. I'm like, nah, it's starting to heat up right now. She's like, I fucking knew you were going to say that. And it did. Because I went down. I went down like 100. I was like, this feels bad. I should put another 100 in here so I can make it back.
Right.
And I did. I made $180 bucks. I was like, whoa, thank fuck.
That's always how it works. So you play long enough, you make it back.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that's how gambling works, especially with slots.
It might take like 2 decades.
Yes.
But you get it back.
Exactly. You'll get it back. You'll get it back.
Bro, the saddest shit, last weekend, when I played cows, we sat down at one machine and there were pictures of like saints, like Catholic, like saints, like little prayer cards from the person prior.
Okay.
Just like lined up.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, oh.
Oh my God, no way.
And they just left the balance. Like, there was a cash out voucher for like 63 cents. And then.
That's sad.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't believe this shit's legal.
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah, yeah. Let's fucking go,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, let me just piss myself off right now. Let me just lose $100 real quick. No, the trick to slots, it was funny because I started going down and then I told Alina, I'm like, no. You just go to a new slot after you win. She's like, that doesn't work. I'm like, watch. Because I'm like, we're losing because I'm choosing to lose. Yeah. The most slot machine thing to say.
Exactly. This machine is clearly not hitting.
Yeah.
So we have to go to another one that starts to hit. Are you with it yet?
Yeah. Are you stupid?
Like, are you dumb as
it's
fuck?
A shell
it's
bonus.
So easy to understand this shit. And the shells, the shell bonus is not a bonus because it doesn't hit. Jesus fuck. Obviously Augustus Gloop is the worst one.
So
because he doesn't pick as many bonuses.
So he took our cash out voucher and we just started like bouncing around, just like making $15 at each machine.
Yeah.
And we went back up to 100. She's like, okay, we're done. We're done. That was great. I was like, no, we're going back to the cows. Went back to the cows. I lost it all.
Because when you play one machine that doesn't hit, you play three others that hit, the first one gets jealous.
It gives you a hit.
So it starts to hit again. So you got to always go back to the first one.
Yeah. It knows I'm back.
Yeah.
So it wants me to stay.
Are you fucking stupid, honey?
Are you like, are you a moron?
You're laughing at your wife being completely, totally logical. And just,
it's just so condescending.
Just yeah, exactly.
She's like, why are you going to another machine? Oh my
God. Why don't you just go back up to the room?
Oh my God. Why don't you just go watch TV? Maybe that's easier for you to understand, a story or something. God, it's just so simple. You take the cash out voucher and you put it in the other one and you hit again and you take it out and then you hit on the next one. Like, oh, did you even go to school? Fuck.
It's a cow and a unicorn and an alien
in
together.
One.
Try to keep up, babe. Jesus Christ.
No, this is not the moolah bonus.
That's the other machine.
It's a different cow. Yeah, so. Yeah, Vegas.
I mean, speaking of, well, I lost the most amount of money I've ever lost on a sports bet. And I just didn't even watch the game. I asked my friend, did we win? He said, nah. I was like, oh, holy fuck, what am I doing? I had a big, like...
You had a moment?
Yeah, I had a moment where I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even watch it. That's the whole point of sports betting, is you watch the game. It makes you more excited to watch the game. I didn't even know what time it was at. I didn't. My friend's like, you want in on this? I was like, yeah, put me in for this much. Is this... They were like, Jesus. I was like, let's go. 3 hours later. So what's going on with the game? Oh, we lost.
What game?
The Duke game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Second round of the ACC tournament or third. I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like Coach K should be retiring then.
Yeah.
That was the one positive message I got from last week's episode.
What?
Fuck Cody, fuck Duke, fuck Coach K. Hell yeah, UNC. You got it right, Noel. We did dance on that motherfucker's grave. I was like, whoa.
And fuck Coach K's family, too.
Yeah, we had pictures of his family that we were peeing on. Printed out his family reunion photo. We peed on his whole bloodline, dude. We actually put up a wall where anyone could public piss.
Yeah.
And we laid one down on the street. It's a big old tarp so women could pull up and just crouch down and fucking just... Yeah.
Yeah, and then we went to his house, took a shit on his front porch, lit it on fire.
Bet that stinks. Look, dude, it's your career, dude. I was like, okay. Yeah. Anyway.
What do we got coming up in the bone zone here?
Well,
Tom Brady is back.
Yeah, speaking of sports.
Mm-hmm.
You can end it on that.
Yeah, that's a funny thing, is that somebody bought the retirement ball for $500K, and then Tom Brady was like, psych.
Yeah, now they know what now that person knows what it's like to buy an NFT.
Yeah, exactly.
Rug pull like a motherfucker.
Yep.
Brady saw that shit go for 500K. He's like, oh, I can print more of these.
Yeah.
And then he just goes out to the field, mint, 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 mint,
exactly.
Mint, mint, mint,
10,000 balls.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck?
That's what, do you remember Loot? Oh, I could get you right now, probably. Literally suck my balls,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
No, Loot, the NFT project from Dom, the guy that started Vine.
No.
He made this NFT project, like, I mean, I guess early on. It was like a year ago now. And it was just like a list of loot. Okay. Like sword, like, you know, heathen sword or whatever. Like,
right.
Like shiny boots. That sort of shit. And the whole point was, like, developers could build shit off of it.
Right.
But right away, like, Dom is like the most, I don't know, like sought after. His projects are the most sought after NFT projects for whatever reason. Because he's always on the cutting edge of like what's next.
Right.
He experiments a lot with the technology, right? So he made Loot and right away they were worth like 15 ETH or something like that. Like right off the bat.
Nice.
And people were just paying out the ass for these things. But he doesn't believe in that sort of stuff. He'd rather take zero commission and just push the technology forward. That's all he wants to do because he really believes in it, right?
Right.
So what he did is he just came up with another project called More Loot with like 100,000 of the same thing just to tank the value of the original set.
Nice.
And so everyone was pissed.
Modern day Robin Hood, dude.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
So Tom Brady looked at his playbook and was like, let's go.
There's more loot. 128,000 items.
Get fucked.
Yeah, get fucked.
That's so funny to make some shit and go, oh, you're going to profit from this? No.
It's not the point of this.
You just hit a lever.
It's sick because everyone else is like, oh, we're going to money grab.
Yeah.
This is going to be a money grab for us, right? We're going to put out some bullshit, take a whole bunch of money. And Dom is like the complete opposite.
Yeah, he's like,
which
nah.
Is pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tommy's back.
We got, what else we got here?
Honestly, I just have to say, it doesn't surprise me that he came back because the way he retired was so weird.
Yeah.
It was like a rumor broke and he's like, I'm not retiring. And then he did, you know, I am retiring. But it just felt sort of like, you know, come on, bro, really? And then I think the Bucks came up. Kyle, do you know the contract? Wasn't it like 25 mil or some shit?
For 1 year?
Yeah, let's just make it up. He got a $100 million to come.
$100 million Bitcoin.
Yeah, for one season.
Yeah, that's the craziest part.
Yeah, I saw a hilarious post by someone the other day on Instagram. It was just
a story post of their fucking Coinbase balance, and he captioned it, "Someone please help me," and it was just negative.
What? How?
Like a negative trend.
Oh, where yeah, he yeah, bought. Yeah.
Like it was just so in the shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the best part about the Wall Street Bets Reddit thing is the lost porn.
Yeah.
God, it's so good.
Look at me getting owned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got some good shit coming up in the Bone Zone.
Yeah, Bone Zone. We got, you know.
Trump on Nelk. Well, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Kardashian business interview.
Yeah, that should be fun.
LimeWire is now an NFT website.
Yeah, no more, please.
And, you know, we're just going to talk, shoot the shit, basically. Nick Cage. Might do a relationship advice. Who knows?
Yeah. I might even chat about the movie Fresh.
What's that?
It's a new one on Hulu.
Ooh, okay. And maybe Severance talk, too.
Oh, are you caught up?
I'm not caught up.
You fucking...
Well, we can talk about episode 3.
Sure.
I know there's 5, but I didn't have it in me to watch them all last night.
How? What? If I sat down and knew there were 5 episodes of that... Dude, I had a flight at 5 a.m., when I first saw Severance, and I watched 2 episodes still, I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Go through hell.
Right.
For this media.
Yeah, no, 9:30, I was like, I'm way too tired. I went to bed, slept till 8, slept 11 hours.
Okay, I'm not mad at it. It's kind of a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Damn, you sleep like a grandma, dude.
I know, it's kind of sick.
4 o'clock, just...
I just go through these weird phases where I don't sleep for a while, and then all of a sudden I can sleep 10 hours.
Right.
And so I take advantage of it. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Okay. Hibernation period begins.
Exactly. I'm a bear.
And on that note, we'll see you in the Bone Zone.